Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Marriage, a marriage series designed to help us understand what the Bible says about marriage before we do it. And if you're already married and you're listening to this, hopefully it'll give you some insight and help you with some biblical principles to help strengthen your marriage and make it even better than it is. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now so we can get started today. We're going to be talking about the introduction. And I'm going to begin today with Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 to just set the stage for what we're going to be talking about in this series. Genesis 2 and verse 18 says this: "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him.'" I want you to notice God begins right in the beginning of time by saying it's not good for the man to be alone. And so he made a helper, someone who was just right for him. And that's what marriage is. It's two people coming together to help each other, and they're just right for each other. God is the one who helps make sure that takes place. So here's what God did when he said it wasn't good for the man to be alone. In Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 21, "So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out of one of the man's ribs and he closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib and he brought her to the man. 'At last,' the man exclaimed, 'this one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman because she was taken from man.'" This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. I'm glad you've chosen to join us for this series, Let's Talk Marriage. I'm Bill Cronk. And we count the cost to see if it's really what we want. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in Luke 14 and verse 28, "But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it?" Let me tell you this: if anyone knows the pitfalls that can come with marriage, it's me. I've been married three times. The first time for 16 years, the second time for 18 years, and my current wife and I are in our fifth year of marriage. You may ask, what in the world are you doing teaching a series on marriage? Well, quite frankly, I asked myself the same thing. I actually resisted the notion until I spoke to a very wise friend of mine, a pastor, who said, "Bill, you're simply teaching what God says about marriage in the Bible. You're not giving your opinion or your personal advice. Furthermore, you, as much as anyone, knows exactly what can happen when we don't do what God says in the Bible." As a parent of six biological children and five stepchildren, I work to teach them how to live so that they don't make the same mistakes I did. My parenting is not based on a perfect life example, but rather learning from my mistakes so I can help my children avoid them in their lives. I view my responsibility in this series the same way. I'm not teaching this because I have a perfect marriage, but rather, I want to help you understand what God says and how to put that in practice in your life so that you can avoid the mistakes I've made. My prayer is that you'll find this series genuine and extremely biblical, as it does come from a sincere heart of love just for you. So with that as our introduction, let's take a look at the lessons that we'll be discussing in this series. Lesson one is why marriage counseling. We want to establish a purpose for going through the course. Why are we taking this course? Why are we actually seeking marriage counseling? Lesson number two, establishing expectations. We want to establish realistic expectations for marriage. Today in our world, we've got all these false expectations about pie in the sky relationships that never have any problems. Well, you know as well as I do, that's not what life's all about. So we'll spend a whole lesson trying to establish some realistic expectations for marriage. Then in lesson number three, we're going to talk about how two become one. In the book of Genesis, the Bible said God told us that the husband leaves his mother and father, he joins to his wife, and they become one. We're going to discuss your personal background and how you came together so you can see what this becoming one, this merging process is all about, because it's extremely important. Then lesson number four, are we ready for marriage? We're going to take a look at five things that may actually signal a lack of readiness for marriage. Five things that you need to be real careful about before you make this commitment. Then lesson number five, we're going to talk about roles and responsibility in marriage. Why are roles and responsibility important? What is a role? What does that look like, and how does it work? Then in lesson six, seven, and eight, we're actually going to learn what the Bible says about each of these roles in a marriage. First of all, lesson six, the role of a husband. Lesson seven, the role of the wife. And then in lesson eight, the biblical role of parents, if God sees fit to bless you with children. Then in lesson nine, we're going to talk about the physical relationship, the biblical importance of maintaining a healthy physical relationship in marriage. Then lesson number 10, managing your money. We're going to have a biblical discussion about money and how to keep it from destroying your marriage. We're also going to work to help you establish a budget plan for your marriage. Then in lesson 11, we're going to talk about conflict and what causes conflict in marriage. An honest look at the things that can really throw a monkey wrench in your relationship. Lesson 12, we'll come back and we'll talk about confronting that conflict and winning. Conflict resolution. How do you deal with conflict and keep your marriage safe? And then we'll close our series in lesson 13 by talking about God's will and how you can know it, a biblical study of how to make decisions according to God's will. I hope that all of these things will actually be a real help to you, and we'll dive into each one as we get to it. Most of these lessons are anywhere from 15 or 20 minutes to 30 minutes. They're very simple, they're very concise, and they'll give you some resources that will help you as you embark on this new adventure that we call marriage. So, with all that in mind, I want to thank you for joining as we've gone through our introduction. And we'll end this one now. In our next lesson, we're going to talk about why we go through marriage counseling. Have a great day.